Reporting on the games you love by people who love to game. The MMO Reporter Network.
You, my friend, are listening to the Happy Hearthstone. This show is brought to you by Doghouse Systems, who make some of the best gaming PCs on the planet. If you want all the benefits of building your own computer but have no clue where to start, go ahead and let our friends take care of you. Check them out at doghousesystems.com and use the code MMOREPORTER for a free 128GB solid-state drive upgrade. And by Audible, the best audiobook program in existence. If you have any kind of commute or just wish you read more, I promise you this, Audible is the solution. Go to audibletrial.com/MMOREPORTER to download a free audiobook today. Hello and welcome to episode 95 of the Happy Hearthstone Podcast, the longest running Hearthstone podcast in the history of space and time and cards. I'm your host, Andrew Brown, and this week I am joined by Scott B. What's going on, Scott?
Not much. I'm just happy to be here.
Scott, you are a longtime listener of the show, if I'm right.
Yes, I've listened to every episode.
Even back in the old school times of the Augustine, right?
Yes.
Now, if you've listened to all these episodes, you've seen some good episodes, you've seen some bad episodes. Man, I want to know, what's on your mind to be the best co-host that this show has ever seen?
I don't know. I'm just happy to be here.
You know, honestly, that probably is the secret sauce right there. I think the very few times that there was ever an episode that just didn't fly, it was just because they weren't feeling it. So I really appreciate you coming on the show, Scott, as a fan, as a listener. I always love hearing from our community and everything like that. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to us? Tell us how you got into Hearthstone and how you found yourself here today.
Well, I got into Hearthstone because I'm a World of Warcraft player. And I kind of bounced all the different Blizzard games. And
no, wait, I got to ask real quick, just because I know we have a lot of WoW players too. What's your class? What's your main?
It's kind of embarrassing, but I have all the classes on both sides above level 90. Or above level 100, I mean. So
you aren't just a WoW player. You are a WoW fanatic.
I'm an addict.
Okay.
But I guess my main lately has been a paladin, my alliance paladin. So I also used to play Magic the Gathering, and I started that back when I was, I don't know, 16 or so, and I'm kind of old. So nevertheless, I started at, like, Revised, and I picked it up and played with a lot of my friends on Magic, and then I found out there was Magic Online, and probably not a lot of people got into that, but that was pretty insane. Magic Online, that was a lot of my time. I probably made over 1,000 decks on that.
Wow, that's really impressive. It was just nice that you could even have the option. I remember back in the day, like when I kind of got into the Pokemon online game, or excuse me, just the Pokemon card game, and there was like this richety rackety online version that they made, you know what I'm talking about, for Magic and for Pokemon, that was totally unofficial.
I heard of the Pokemon, but I never tried the Pokemon game online.
I can't even remember what it was called. It was not made by Nintendo, Wizards of the Coast, anything like that, and there was just no pictures or anything like that. But I know when Magic Online, when Pokemon Online finally came out, it was like, at least we can play something on here, right? Well, awesome. So you must have been really excited when Hearthstone was announced then.
Yeah. I was very excited. I got into the beta. I got into Alpha because I really wanted to get into... Well, whichever one came first, the
the alpha.
Yeah, I got into the beta then. So I heard Josh talking about how he got into the beta, and I was like very jealous. And then I finally got into alpha.
Nice, very cool. So you've been playing so long, man. What I mean, have you gotten all of your heroes in Hearthstone to level 60 as well? Or
yes.
What do you like to play?
Yes, I have all my heroes to level 60. I only have one golden hero. That's my priest, and I have over 1,000 wins on the priest. So.
Oh, wow. So he's definitely your favorite then.
Yeah. And then all the other classes are right around 200 to 300 wins, I think.
Okay. Do you have one in your sights that you want to hit next?
I think my druid was my next closest, and I was trying to work on that, but I always seem to go back to the priest.
Very nice. So do you like to try a bunch of different, you know, priest decks, or do you like to kind of just, you know, go all in with your one that you really enjoy? Do you like to make your own? How do you play?
I really like making my own decks. So
cool.
I'm always changing it. I go and I make a deck and I try that for a little while, and then if it's not working well, then I jump to something else and I try that different idea. So
nice. Is there any card from Un'Goro that's really stuck out for you? That's kind of I don't know, been something fun to experiment with.
I really like one card in particular.
Oh wow! One, huh?
Trying to remember the name. Elise the Trailblazer.
Yeah,
I've been playing around with that, and I just love that card, especially with
Shadow Visions.
Shadow Visions, yeah.
Yeah, that's a killer combo. I don't think many people saw that beforehand, but
it's just so abusive that you could just keep on. You could get like three of those free packs if you do it right. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous.
I mean, what is that? That's 15 cards extra cards for, I mean, 10 mana, is that right? 4 for the Shadow Visions and then 6 for all 3 packs?
Yep.
10 cards, 10 mana. I've heard that's pretty good. Very cool, man. Well, I'm really excited to have you on the show, and we are going to have a little bit of an old school episode now. We have not done a potluck episode since I've come on and hosted the show, so we're really excited to go back to the table, hang out, get your favorite mac and cheese and your French onion soup, and whatever. It's a style strategy episode where we had just a bunch of different ideas that Scott and I came up with for how to help you get better at the game, and just things that we're learning and want to share that with you. It'll be a lot of varied stuff, but I think it's going to be really helpful. So really excited to have you on the show, man.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we got to start off talking why we're happy, and I have to supersede you for just a second, man, because I got something really exciting coming up. So this week, I just started this job in marketing, and I don't have a background in marketing, but I'm learning very quickly that my mind just is always thinking that way. I see a commercial and I'm thinking about how they're trying to hit my pain points and who they're trying to hit and stuff like that. And me and some of my coworkers are actually going to a digital marketers convention up in Denver this week. And so it's a typical work trip where it's like you spend a couple days really investing in yourself and learning a lot, but it's in a really fun context. You know, we get to go stay at an Airbnb for a night and hang out outside of the convention and stuff. I think we're making tacos one night, so that's going to be a blast. So I'm really excited to get a little bit of fun out there with some of my coworkers and get to know them a little bit better. Also really just still enjoying the gaming life of relaxation. I just hit rank 10 actually yesterday, which is probably the slowest I've gotten there in a while. But just still really kind of detoxing from the tryharding on the ladder and having a blast with that. Man, Heroes of the Storm is fun. Have you played that much, Scott?
Yes, I really like that game. I just don't have a whole lot of people that I know that play it, but I went and I unlocked a bunch of the different heroes, and I really like that game.
Oh, nice. Well, we got to add each other then, man. You get that XP boost every time you play with someone you know, so I'm always game. Who do you like playing with in there real fast?
The healers. I'm a big fan
of the support.
The support and some of the warriors.
Yeah, Lucio and Tyrande are really fun. I finally got my 14 different heroes up to level 5 so I can play Hero League. So now I'm actually going back and saying, okay, who do I really like, and jumping in and playing with them. Just a blast. So it's good stuff. And the Steam Summer Sale is going on right now, which is awesome. Everybody loves the Steam Summer Sale, right?
Absolutely. Get to save some money.
My wallet does not like it, but other than that, well, my wallet likes it and hates it at the same time. It's this weird, like, an it's internal a love-hate battle.
Relationship.
Exactly. and I'm really open to suggestions. In fact, I would love to hear from any of our listeners who have some games that are on sale that you really like. And hit me up on Twitter or email me. I'll give all that info out at the end of the show. But I'd really love to hear what you guys like on there right now, especially looking at Owlboy, because I've heard a lot of good stuff about that. I'm really, really itching to try that out. But
I like that Gilded Dungeoneering that Josh had
Gilded Dungeoneering.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I do have to shout out Josh because he posted a great blog post about his suggestions over at GameDiplomat.com. So be sure to go check that out because it was a really good list and some good games that I've even got already. So it's good stuff. So, Scott, tell us why you're happy today, man.
I'm happy because Ben Brode said the next expansion, whenever you get a legendary card, it will be one that you already don't have. In which is awesome because I just get all kinds of copies on legendaries all the time.
So you're kind of going to segue us into our news here with this, but real quick, I have to ask, what's the legendary you've gotten the most copies of?
That's a good question. I don't know why.
Or even that it feels that you've gotten the most of.
Probably, like, Blood Mage Thanos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At least it's a good one, right?
Yeah. I like that one.
I think I've probably gotten 6 or 7 Captain Green skins. And, probably 3 gold ones and then 4 or 5 non-gold ones. And just every time I'm like, really? I get it, man.
They really want you to have that one.
You climb Cutlass or whatever. I can't even remember what he says. But well, yeah, so why don't you explain this to us, man, as we jump into the news? Because this is really big news for everyone who opens any amount of packs in Hearthstone.
So, yeah, it's they had posted a YouTube video for it says, no more duplicate legendary cards. Once you crafted or obtained a certain card, gold or normal, it is impossible to obtain it again until you've earned all the legendaries from the set.
Crazy.
And you also get a guaranteed legendary within the first 10 packs of the new set.
That's so good, right? And this has to be a direct, you know, correlation to the Un'Goro openings. I mean, I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the show that a lot of people were kind of airing their complaints that it just felt like you weren't getting many legendaries. Was that your experience, Scott?
Yeah, it felt that way.
But for them to say, hey, first 10 packs we're going to give you one, I mean, that's fantastic. Everyone can get excited about that.
Absolutely. It will no longer be possible to open more than two of a common, a rare, or an epic card out of a single pack. You can still obtain duplicates in other packs, of course.
Right. Which is nice. You don't want to get like 3, 4 the same card in one pack.
I have got 3 commons.
Really?
in one
Gosh.
In one deck. It was like unbelievable in one pack.
Yeah, this actually threw me back to Mean Streets of Gadgetzan when you remember they kind of had that bug at the very beginning where you'd get a ton of tri-class cards in every pack. And I think like,
I got
Grime Street Smugglers, I would get like 15 of those in every pack, it felt like.
And I bought the pre-order, so I got all 50 packs and I opened them right away. And since they had the bug, they gave me a bunch of extra packs to say sorry for the bug, it was awesome.
That was pretty nice. I did the same thing, basically. I was not upset about getting some free packs out of that.
No, not at all.
Very cool.
Additionally, a special pack promotion is going to be run soon, which will increase the number of packs you will receive when purchasing Un'Goro packs.
So this is a deal that they're going to run soon. It'll probably be before the next set is released, but they're just going to give you extra packs, more than you would get at each price point. So instead of 7 packs, you're going to get 9 packs. Instead of 15, you're going to get 20, 40, 52, and 60, 78. So it's just an extra incentive to buy some packs, and it doesn't have anything to do with those other changes because those are going to go live once the next set hits, which... still hoping to hear about that Ice King. Let's see what's up with that.
Yeah. Sounds like it's from ICC from World of Warcraft.
Would you be really excited about that?
Yeah, that was my...
I'm sure you know that story well.
Yeah, Wrath of the Lich King was my favorite expansion for World of Warcraft, so that would be awesome.
I've heard that from so many people, so I think it would just be a home run if they go for that. Now, one thing I thought about with this, Scott, that I want to get your opinion on, I started wondering, because if you own any legendary card, you will not get a duplicate of that in any pack, guaranteed, until you have all of them, and then you just get dust, right? So this had me starting to think, would you, before you open your packs, use any extra dust that you have to craft the legendaries that you want before you open those packs or not? What do you think about that?
I think that would be a good idea, because then it just helps you take those out of the mix, because you're going to want those particular legendaries anyways.
Right.
Or yeah, you could wait until after and then craft. I don't know if it makes a difference anymore.
I guess you could hold on to your dust for something later. Yeah, it really depends on what you want. If you just want a full collection, then you might just go ahead and jump in and craft what you want, and then you can fill in your collection with the others. But if you're really on a budget, you might just want to hold to those packs and see, okay, if I get it, then I don't. Then I can save my dust for, you know, let's say in an ideal world, there are three legendaries that you want, and you open all three of them in those 50 packs. That would be
awesome.
Insane. Yeah, but maybe there's really not any legendaries you want after that, and then you don't have to use any of your dust for that. So
you could always
just kind of depends on your goals.
Epics or rares at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so excited. I mean, I don't know anybody that's not excited about these changes. This is kind of one of those really generous moves that they did that they don't have to do, but I think this is going to make the pack opening experience a lot. It's going to just feel a lot better, you know?
I'm just wondering if they're going to go back to the previous packs also and update them, or is it just going to be the newest expansion?
Yeah, I guess they didn't say that. I would assume it pertains to all of them. Maybe not the guaranteed legendary in the first 10 packs, but maybe. I mean, that would be pretty neat if they reset that for every set. It'd be an incentive to buy more, you know?
I
would say let's not bet on it yet.
Yeah. Because I don't know about anybody else, but since I'm only missing like 3 or 4 of the classic ones, whenever I mm-hmm. get the pack from like Tavern Brawl every week, whenever I get a legendary, it's always a duplicate because I'm so close to having all of them.
Yeah. And, you know, I really didn't think about that specific, you know, the implications. Did I really just say that? The implications for the classic set. But I think that, you know, in order to fill out those cards that everybody really needs to have, and, you know, the most powerful set that there is out there, that's just really, really nice to be able to sit back and, even if you're just doing your Tavern Brawl pack every week, know that with time you'll be able to get pretty much everything that's left. I think the only classic legendary I don't have yet is Illidan Stormrage, so knowing that the next one I would get is him is pretty nice. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, one other news item, a big deal was struck between Blizzard and Twitch, and this may not, you know, I don't know about you guys who are listening. A lot of times when I'm thinking about Hearthstone news, I think about how does it pertain to me? You know, the big deal for Twitch and for Blizzard is that Twitch got the exclusive third-party streaming platform rights for Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, World of Warcraft, StarCraft II, and Overwatch esports content. So any kind of shows that are licensed by Blizzard are going to be exclusively on Twitch. So that, which it makes a lot of sense. I think most people are watching those things on Twitch. But for that to be an exclusive deal that they have is a really big deal. Now, in conjunction with that, this is where it hits you a little bit closer to home. If you're a Twitch Prime member, which means that you're an Amazon Prime member, which I'm sure, you know, many of us are, little extra bonus for us gamers who are on Amazon Prime, basically, you already get, you know, an ad-free experience on there. And they've been rolling out some free content for those people. Well, the first thing that has already been out there, I'm sure many of you got it already, was that you got a golden loot box for Overwatch. And that was a guaranteed legendary item in that loot box, which is pretty cool. Now, the exciting thing is that they also said over the coming months, So the next 2 months, they're going to roll out 5 Overwatch loot boxes per month. But also there's going to be Heroes of the Storm content. And of course, this is how it's applicable for this podcast. There's going to be Hearthstone content. So, man, free stuff is always great, even though I guess technically you're paying for Amazon Prime. But come on, free 2-day shipping and stuff like that. Scott, what would you want as a free thing? I know before they did do Tyranda right when this whole Twitch Prime thing released. You got Tyranda for free. What would you like to see as an incentive for being a Twitch Prime member?
I'd like to have that BlizzCon right as part of the package. That would be really nice. I always seem to do the electronic BlizzCon.
Oh, like the e-ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Because that would be awesome, because I always get that anyways, because I always want the little in-game things from all the different Blizzard games.
You've got the innkeeper card back and stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I'm willing to bet that they probably will be giving out some packs. I would assume probably some classic packs, just because all we have to base this off of is Overwatch, which they've been giving out loot boxes. So it makes sense. Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone, very, very easy to give out loot boxes and heroes and more packs in Hearthstone. But I really liked the flavor that Tyranda had of, you know, saying, hey, here's this skin that you can get. I mean, we've still got, what, Druid, Warlock. Are there any other heroes that don't have a secondary portrait yet?
I pretty much have all of them. I forget.
Yeah. They're pretty. Well, who knows? They could release one of those, but I'm willing to bet we'll probably see some packs. We'll definitely update you guys as that info comes out. But I'm sure it's good news, because you never can knock free stuff, right? Absolutely. Even if it's dust. Dust is not so bad.
No, dust makes it so you can craft whatever you want. That's good stuff.
Everybody likes that. Well, cool. Well, Scott, we're going to go ahead and jump into our potluck section. So, man, I'm hungry. I want to get better at this game. So, real quick, can you tell us some of your achievements in the game? I know you said that Priest is kind of your baby. What does the ladder or arena look like for you? What have you been able to accomplish on there so far?
I've been bouncing between Wild and Standard this month, and
oh, nice.
I have them
okay.
both at 15 right now. I've
cool.
bounced from 15 down to 12 and then back up to 15. I've been messing around with decks, and whenever you start messing around with the decks, you start losing rank, but
yeah,
trying to figure stuff out.
It's always a question of, do you want to have fun tooling around, or do you want to get like super duper serious and just do the deck that works?
On Wild, I seen that there was a I went on to the one team's website. Why can I never remember the team?
For Tempo Storm?
Yeah, Tempo Storm's website.
Uh-huh.
And they have a meta report on there. And on the Wild meta report, they had an Inner Fire deck, in which I love Inner Fire. So for Priest. So I went and I copied their deck off there, and then I swapped a couple cards, and I've been playing around with that, and I just started having a huge win streak after I started using that.
Nice. Yeah, if you can get the right cards with that deck, it can really be brutal getting a, you know, 48-48 minion on board or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Well, cool. So why don't you go ahead and lead us into the first tip you've got here for our family gathering.
All right. Quest ideas. So there are different gold amounts depending on the quest you complete. It ranges from 40 gold to 100 gold, or even a card pack. One tip would be, if you get a 40 gold quest, you can hit the X on that quest, and it'll re-roll the quest, and possibly give you a quest worth more gold, if that's what your goal is, to get more gold, so you can buy more packs, or you can try arena.
Yeah, and I always do this, guaranteed. Unless I'm getting kind of a backlog, you know, if you're not a daily player, then you might actually want that 40 gold quest, because they're easier to complete typically. But if you're jumping on every day and getting those, you want to maximize the time that you're that you're playing and stuff like that. Scott, what would you recommend for somebody, like, if they get a quest that, I've run into this. Actually, okay, so here's the example. Today, the quest that I got was 50 gold for kill 15 demons, or play 15 demons, and that was my rerolled quest, so I've got to wait until tomorrow. You get one reroll per day. So what would you recommend to me? Obviously, Warlock's not doing so hot right now on the ladder. Should I like hold on to that for tomorrow and, you know, and just try and reroll it again? Or should I just find some demon deck and try to make it work today?
I guess I would recommend you could either go over to casual mode and then just make an all demon deck and try to finish it quickly, or if you have a demon deck you just wanted to try, you could try it on wild mode if you're not leveling up on wild mode, or you could you probably won't run into too many demons, but you could even do maybe the tavern brawl. You probably won't run into too many, but you might run into a couple on there.
Sure. Yeah, depending on what it is, that might actually... Warlock may be really powerful on there, so that's really good.
So, yeah, another tip I was thinking was to complete it the quickest. Yeah, we were talking about the demons, so...
Sure.
Should I just jump on to the next one? Sorry.
Yeah, actually, you kind of did hit that. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal the thunder.
So I am one of those Timmy Johnny type players. In other words, I want to gather every card in the game and make my own decks. So I enjoy when I'm playing against somebody, if I see a cool card that they play and maybe I have the card and maybe I don't. But an idea jumps into my head how to abuse that card in a combo or just a certain type of deck. So if you would also like to try to do this, you can, and you don't want to lose rank in casual mode.
And just play in there. And then you don't have to worry about losing 15 games in a row. You know, it was interesting, you know, Ridiculous Hat was talking on the show last time about how, you know, Blizzard just knows this, you know, this way to get into your mind of, you know, you lose a game and you lose a star and just how much that can hit you. So I think this is great. If you really want to try something out, go for it and play it in a mode that makes sense for you, like casual.
Absolutely.
The other thing you can also do is if you primarily play on wild or on standard, you can just switch over to the other one and either get your quest done there or try out your, you know, weird new deck. Because the nice thing is you can still work towards your 500 ranked wins for a hero. Those carry over between wild and standard. You know, Priest and Warlock, which may not be quite as... Actually, Priest is pretty powerful now, but Warlock especially. You can go over to Wild and play Mal'Ganis and just destroy people. But if you lose, you still won't be upset about losing those stars because, you know, you're ranked 25 on the other or something like that.
Yeah, and it makes it easier if you're playing against people on lower ranks. Makes it a little easier to win.
Absolutely, man. All for that.
So Tavern Brawl.
Tavern Brawl tip, I like it.
When there's a type of Tavern Brawl that causes you to make a deck, it gives you an opportunity to try any harebrained idea you might have depending on the Tavern Brawl rules. For example, Gift Exchange was a Tavern Brawl where there was gifts that spawned on your opponent's side and your side. I made a Warlock deck that I focused on killing both the gifts on my side and my opponent's side. And with the gifts, they gave you amazing cards.
Yeah.
My point was, all you need to do is win one game to get your pack. So try your idea, even if it might be terrible.
Yeah, I really think that Blizzard needs to do more around this probably because... I don't know. So many of us, you know, we can bang our heads against the wall on the ladder. But, you know, you're just reminding me so much, Scott, about how much fun it is to actually have fun in this game. Like, if you haven't tried some weird idea, or even just, like, forced yourself to try and think of some weird idea, you're really missing out on some of the fun of this game. So I think that the more ways that they can kind of find ways to encourage us with that, you know, like modes like Tavern Brawl that are just, you know, changing the rules every single week, where cards get the limelight that will never see the light of day on the ladder, even arena. I don't even know what you were using for gift exchange, but I'm guessing there were some pretty pretty funny cards that you don't see otherwise.
Yeah, there were a lot of cards that I would never throw into my deck when I was playing Warlock, but I'm like, it causes it so you can target your own stuff, so I'm like, that's the way to go with a gift exchange.
I think that's so much fun, though, to be able to play with these cards that, you know, maybe are terrible in any other situation. Or I think about, like, the co-op Tavern Brawls that they've done, where something like Cold Light Oracle is all of a sudden a terrific card. You're giving your teammate and yourself cards, you know. So I just love finding those, you know, things like that. And I'm hoping that with the story mode that we'll see on this next expansion, that maybe we'll see some more of that happen.
Yeah, I'm excited for the story mode. I always like the stories for all the different ones that they bring out for all the different raids so far.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll see if the Lich King can make us frozen, make us corrupted. Corruption, right? That's the thing.
Absolutely.
Nice.
So filters. I wanted to talk about some filters on the interface.
Yeah, this is a good little tip here.
On the PC, there will be a book in the bottom left corner of your collection. It will show standard cards or all cards or any set you click on. There will also be a filter that you can use for a specific mana cost that you want to filter, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 plus.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but the ones I use the most are like searching for new after opening some packs, because I just want to take away all those little numbers. I'm a little OCD when it comes to that.
I am also. Every time those numbers come up, I'm like, I have to go and just highlight that just so it goes away, because it's driving me nuts.
Nice. But one of the actually useful things you can do, you can search extra is the tag for anything that you have more than two copies of. If you're not somebody who disenchants all your extras, you might want to go and like search for extra rare or extra epic, and then you can see all the ones that you have more than two copies of.
How do you do that? How do you do that? I've never done that.
You just search for extra rare. So just the word extra space and then whatever rarity you want. So it could be rare, epic, I'm sure common, legendary also. And that way you can maybe make some more pointed choices on which cards you want to dust.
So does that also take into consideration like gold cards?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can search specifically for golden also, which is kind of nice if you want to see all your shinies all in one place.
I always click on craft, and then there's like a click you can pick that just filters out golden.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
So, interface. Oh, not interface. Searching. I wanted to talk about searching. You can type in a specific name of a card. If you remember it, it'll take you straight to that card. Or you can use keywords, for example, death rattle, battle cry, heal. Using the keywords will filter out the cards with the keyword in their name or their abilities.
Yeah. And that always, that can get me into trouble sometimes, because I forget that, I'll search for death because I'm looking for Deathwing, and then every single death rattle card will come up. I'm like, oh, dang it. I got to type one extra letter here, man.
Or like, sometimes I type in like death rattle and it doesn't show everything that I'm thinking should be death rattle. Like that one guy that brings everything back at the end of your turn. I always think that's death rattle, but it's not.
Oh, Kel'Thuzad.
Yeah, Kel'Thuzad.
Yeah. He feels death rattly. His expansion was, but
it feels like he's given everybody death rattle, you know?
Right. He kind of does, in a way. I guess.
Because they come back after they die.
Yeah. Hmm. Probably a good thing that he didn't, though, because Baron Rivendare. Then you'd get doubles of everything.
And what you do with that guy when he's out there.
I bet they play tested that or something, and they were like, ah, this is so broken, we can't even joke about this now. Very good. When you had something here about interface, too, did you want to talk about this?
Did I skip over that? Oh, I did, didn't I? Okay. So I wanted to talk about interface. I wanted to start with talking about card backs. You can set a different card back to each deck you have in your collection. To do that on a PC, you go to My Collection, open one of your decks, or start a new deck, and there will be a tab that you click on with your mouse that looks like a card. It will open your card backs that you have unlocked. Left-click on the card back you want to use, and it will change the one that specific deck uses.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't use it very often, but I always think when I'm looking at other people I'm playing against, I'm like, oh, they got a really cool card back. I should go and change my deck to that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, especially if you've been playing for a while, to sort of shake it up on each one. I know I'll get in trouble because I'll always swap to, you know, if you click the little make favorite button, it'll automatically change all of your decks to whatever that card back is. So,
and I know
it's always fun to go back.
And I know which one you switched all your decks to is that legendary one that you just got.
Yeah, I did. I actually just swapped it over to another one because I was like, you know, I don't want to just flaunt this and, you know. Getting it one time doesn't mean that I'm better. It just means that I accomplished something. That's all.
I'm just happy whenever I beat somebody with that card back, to be honest with you.
Doesn't that feel good? Yeah. For the longest time, I would smite them. I would just say, look, I just want to get there, so can you just let me win, please? Can you just do me a solid and let me win this one?
You already have it. You don't need it.
Yeah. Now I have it, so it's all good. But yeah, I remember when they first enabled this function, people were thinking, I can't remember what the name of that card back is, like the Frostborn or something like that. But you could do something like put that icy card back as your Freeze Mage.
Oh, that would be cool.
Deck. Or people were kind of wondering if you did that for your Mage deck, if you could fool your opponent into thinking. Now, that didn't really pan out, but I think today now it's kind of fun flavor to do that, and then maybe halfway through the game your opponent realizes it and goes, oh, I see what you did there. Okay, it's an extra layer.
I actually got a new card back today.
Did you? Which one?
I had Overwatch on the PlayStation for a while now, and I didn't know how to actually get your goodies from the PlayStation, since it's not connected. So I went and I searched on the internet, and nobody had really any good ideas. I tried watching YouTube videos to try to figure it out, and I just ended up stumbling across it. I was on the game, and I already had my PlayStation connected to my Battle.net account. Mm-hmm. And I went under Options, if you're looking for it, if anybody else is looking for it. It's under Options, and it's the right tab under Options. And it says you can claim your goodies or your digital items or whatever it is. So
you got the Overwatch card back then?
Yep, I got the Overwatch card back. And then I also got my wings on Diablo, and I got my battle pet in World of Warcraft. And I went into Heroes of the Storm, and I got...
You got Tracer in there?
Tracer, yep.
Right? Yeah, nice. So, dude, that's quite the haul then. For all of your games.
Yeah, I was excited. The only reason why it really popped into my head is I was playing World of Warcraft and I ran out of human battle pets. And I was like, I got to go and get that. I know I have Overwatch. It's like, why don't I have it?
That's awesome. And that Overwatch card back is pretty, too. I'm a little bit colorful. Jealous of you.
It's colorful. And to be honest with you, I can't play first-person shooters. They make me sick.
Oh, really?
But my kids really like shooters, and I'm like, well, I'm going to buy this for them just so I can get my in-game goodies.
And it doesn't hurt to kind of know the heroes a little bit and know what else Blizzard's going through.
Well, I actually watched all the videos, and I started listening to a podcast on Overwatch, and I was very excited for it because all their little movies that they bring out looked really cool, but Yeah, I played it for like a half hour, and I was like, the only guy that I could even kill anybody with was the guy with the big hammer, in which almost...
Reinhardt.
Yep, Reinhardt. I went over there, and it was like World of Warcraft. I came over and just started bashing everybody, and then I was happy.
When you find that one character that just resonates with your soul, it feels good, right?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And you also mentioned here that you can also do the same thing with Carbax with heroes also. So if you want to swap out heroes for, you know, from one rogue deck to another, one just really feels like Valyra and one really feels like Maiv, then you can do that.
Absolutely.
And these are a little trickier to find on the mobile client, I'll admit. Especially when that client first came out, I was scratching my head trying to find this stuff. But it is all in there. You might just have to search on YouTube to get a step-by-step of how exactly to do it.
Yeah, have you tried the copy and paste deck feature yet?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think that is really nice. It you know, we mentioned on the show that it's a little bit, it's not very sexy, you know, it being a 40-digit code or something like that.
Yep.
But especially when I'm on my PC, how simple it is to just copy it, get into the game client, get into my collection, and then boom, everything's just populated. It's so nice.
Yeah, I was trying to get it off that... a website, trying to get their stuff when I was on my cell phone when I was at work, in which I probably should have been working. But anyways, I was trying to get like a Pirate Warrior deck, and I didn't want to remember each one of them, even though I could just pull up the website on my computer and then look at my phone and figure it out. I just wanted to try the feature. So I took and I was trying to copy and paste it right from my cell phone, and it seemed to not work right. So I found a workaround, and what I did is I copied and pasted it into an email and sent myself the email. And then when I had it in the email, then I could actually select all the text. And then once I copied it, then I went into the game, and I have an iPhone, and then it recognized it right on the thing and was able to add a new deck. So that's
nice.
If anybody is also struggling with that, that's one workaround.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, even in the mobile client, just to be able to not have to, you know, I don't know, I feel like I'm looking under a microscope to find each, you know, each card and slide it over and stuff like that, to not have to bother with any of that, man, it's just, it's a huge quality of life improvement.
Absolutely. And I've also started storing my decks, because I make too many decks. So what I did is I just opened, like, WordPad or Notepad, and when you go into your deck and you're editing your deck, you can copy it, and then I just pasted it right into like a text document and then just saved it and then named it something so I could remember which deck it is, and you can go and copy and paste that later, so then you can start storing some of your decks offline if you have a problem with making too many decks like me.
I was going to say, if you're a deck hoarder, now you can hoard away, and it's done in a simple way.
Absolutely.
But that is nice. Awesome. Well, just a rundown again. Remember, reroll your quests. You can jump into casual mode or wild or standard to get those quests done, or to try out a new deck idea that you've got. Man, Tavern Brawl, jump in there and really try something. Make it fun.
And after you get your first win in Tavern Brawl, that could, if you have some extra time and you already finished your quests, that's the perfect opportunity to go and delete that deck you had already won with, and then just make any harebrained idea and try it out. Go in there. I mean, even if they destroy you, you might just get that one combo you wanted to get to work, and you're like, all right, now I'm happy for the rest of the day.
And you might just get on Trolden if you're really, really good. I don't know.
Yep.
And filters, don't forget about those. And searching, man, use those. In fact, you can just search online for Hearthstone search filters and look through all of the different options they've got. They've got a ton of those. And last one was about the interface with card back choices and hero choices. So some great stuff, man. Just some good reminders, if nothing else, really.
Also, we're going to have... website on the website, a link to the web website.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. But nevertheless, on that link, I found a place that shows you every different quest that is available for Hearthstone. So it shows you all the different quests that are there, and then you can see what are available. So if you get a quest and you are thinking about re-rolling it, you could look at this list and then you can say, all right, those are the ones that I have the opportunity to get.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, great. Well, thanks for sharing all those, man. Thanks for doing the work to help us all get a little bit better. If you can even just take one thing away from this, and that's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, no iTunes reviews this week, but I did want to thank one of our listeners, and a Danish listener, actually. His name is Rune, and Rune sent me a really kind email, giving me some good feedback, also a suggestion that he had, which was really good. Going to implement that going forward as we talk about different decks. So just wanted to thank you so much, Rune, for sending in that email and from listening all the way from across the pond over there. So really appreciate that. If you haven't left us an iTunes review, would really appreciate you doing that. It takes less than 5 minutes. It's completely free, and it's a great way to support the show and help us get up there in the search results when somebody's just looking for a Hearthstone podcast. You can go into iTunes, and it's a really simple process. If you don't know how to do it, you can reach out to me. I'd be happy to walk you through it, but do that, and it helps us a lot. I'd love to read your review on the show. And that leaves us with the most important part of our community section, man. We've got a card of the week, don't we?
Oh, we do.
And Scott, if you've been listening to the show as long as you say you have, I've got a feeling that you've been preparing just in case you were ever on the show for this moment.
Absolutely. All right, so here's my song.
Let's hear it.
Card of the week. This card won't be weak. It may seem weak, but it provides lots of healing. So give it a try, because it is the card of the week.
I like the little interplay you did there. It's the week and the week.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us what this weak card is.
Lightwell. It's a priest minion that is a 0/5 that heals for 3 at the end of your opponent's turn to a random injured minion or you. And I just really like this card because I always like different combos. And since you can get the Lightwell out so quickly, what I like to do is double its health and then throw an Inner Fire on there. And then you have a 10/10 healing for 3 at the end of your opponent's turn. And people want to cry after you get
Hello.
Those out there.
Yeah, it's just such a seemingly innocuous card, you know. I mean, especially when you first start this game, it's like, what can I do with a 0/5, you know? But it just needs the right combos, and boom, you're ready to go.
And what I also like about it is, sometimes people are like, I'm not going to waste a card removal on that card, and and they just leave it sit out there, and then I'm like, all right, well, all I need to do is draw one card for my combo, and then I'm going to show you what this card can do. And even if I do throw out my combo and I give it an Inner Fire, sometimes they give it a Silence, and then they ignore the 0/5, and I'm like, all I need is my shield and my Inner Fire again, and I'm going to finish you off.
You know, even I think about something like Defender of Argus, you know, making this a 1/6, that's not terrible.
No.
But I'm trying to think of any other buff cards that you would really want with this. I mean,
I like the +2/+4 health card.
Oh,
like
with Villains Chosen?
Villains Chosen, yeah. Yep. And what are other ones that I've used? I basically
tentacles.
Throw anything on it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the best thing you want is really to buff its health a bunch and then Inner Fire it. I mean, you know, Power Word Shield and... Dark Cultist, or what's the other one? The 3/4 that Battle Cry gives it 3 health.
Oh, the Cabal Talon Priest?
Thank you so much. I'm usually right on top with those, but the Cabal Talon Priest, yeah. So you can really quickly just, man, this guy can go crazy. Although the one caveat I would think is that if, like, as far as his healing goes, for it to only heal one of your minions or your face. If you've got, you know, a widespread board, if you've got a lot of minions for whatever reason, and they're all injured, you don't know what it's going to heal. So that's really the only downside I can think of. Well, and obviously it can't attack.
If you have
if you don't buff it.
If you have a Northshire cleric, it just it gets ridiculous. And then also if you have, what is that other? I have to switch over my stuff to all cards here. Shadow Boxer has been fun also because it does, whenever something heals and it does one damage. And if you have the Lightwell out there or you use like a Circle of Healing, it gets really ridiculous with that card.
You know, I really need to spend some more time in Wild because there are cards like Shadow Boxer that I've just completely forgotten about that are actually really cool cards.
They're just fun little cards.
That's awesome.
Or a Holy Champion. Or
oh, gosh. Holy Champion. I think Josh thought that that card was OP.
The only card that really gets you when you have Lightwell out there, never put out a Soul Priest because that's 3 damage to yourself or one of your minions.
Yeah. Yeah, you really don't want to do that. Your opponent will leave that up for you.
They'll be happy about it.
Yeah, they will. Man, that's awesome. Well, great. Well, as we close up the show here, I want to remind you guys that we here at the Happy Hearthstone are a proud part of the MMO Reporter Network, which is a collaboration of several different podcasts, all on mission to provide fun and entertaining takes of your favorite games. So if you are an MMO fiend like my good friend Scott here is, and you play anything like WoW or Lord of the Rings Online, Guild Wars, I don't know that that's a thing anymore, but be sure to go check them out, mmoreporter.com. Last episode, actually, Chris and Bill were talking about all the stuff at E3 that happened. So if you're interested in hearing about the announcements for new games and updates and stuff, you should go check them out because they're good guys. They help us out. They give us basically some online space and really appreciate the work that they do to help support this show. And also, if you'd like to support our show, help us grow, you can do so through MMO Reporter's Patreon, which is, of course, patreon.com/MMOReporter. And that's just a way to kind of give a couple dollars or whatever you can afford each month to help support the network. It covers our online costs and stuff as much as, we work hard to provide you a good show every week. There's some things that we just have to pay money for, like hosting and stuff like that. So be sure to go check that out. You can also get some cool things in return for your monies. I mean, you'll basically be cool. So that's the best thing that you can get there. But go check that out for sure. And also, just like Rune sent in that feedback, man, I would absolutely love to hear your feedback. If you enjoyed the show, what you think we could do in future episodes and stuff like that. And the best way to get a hold of me for that is on Twitter at Andrew is Living, or the show is also on there at the Happy HS, or you can email me thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com. And be sure to go check out our Google Plus community. Got a ton of people in there who are always hanging out, sharing crazy screenshots and whatnot. So I want to know, Scott, though, these things that you've got for us, if somebody has just been blown away by what you've got, where can they go for more?
They can go to banobean@gmail.com and send me an email, and I'll respond to it.
Nice. And we've also got a link here that you were mentioning earlier about how to earn gold through quests.
Yeah, it's on hearthhead.com/guides/hearthstone-guide-earning-gold-through-quests.
Lots of dashes and that stuff. But yeah, it's great if you're thinking about, how can you maximize your time in the game and get the most gold. I mean, none of us are looking to just throw money at this game, I don't think. So knowing those few little tips are helpful. So thanks for including that, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, awesome. Well, that brings us to the end of our show, man. 95 episodes. Hey, Scott, I'm glad that you got in on this side of 100. That's a really good accomplishment there.
lucky number 95.
That's right, something like that. But seriously though, man, thank you so much for coming on the show and really leading the way. I forgot to mention also that, you know, the open invitation is there for any of our listeners. I would love to have you on the show at some point. You just need to tweet at me or email me and let me know. And you know, maybe you've been listening as long as Scott and you haven't dipped your toes in. Scott, was it a fun experience? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
What's it going to be like listening to your own voice on the other side? That's the big question.
Well, I did record my voice just to see if my recording device was working, so
which I'm thankful for.
So it'll be fine.
Awesome. Well, seriously, man, I really am so thankful that you came and hung out and shared all of your good potluck cooking, man. You're going to have to share some recipes with me later.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And thank you so much for visiting the Happy Hearthstone and having a little fun with us. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.